The head coach for those UCA Bears, he's joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Coach Gum, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, Coach, I tell you, last time I did overtime, filling in for Trey, Matt asked you the question, what's it going to take to get to a regional? I think we figured it out. You got to win five straight in the Southland Conference Tournament, and you're in a regional.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it played out anyway.
I tell you, Coach, watching that game on ESPN3, it was, you know, at first whenever I was watching, I found out that you were throwing a freshman for the championship game, and then Gilmore just came out and just complete game shutout. It was a great game.
Oh, he threw incredibly. You know, Connor, he played at Little Rock Catholic, and you know, we knew we had an ace in the hole right there. I knew he would do really well. Or we would do really well if the situation wasn't too big for him, and it wasn't. He went out there and did what we need him to do, went right at him, because he's got really good stuff and made for a great evening.
Coach, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the final call of that ball game, but, if you were back listening, Steve Owens, your radio play-by-play guy, he described the action on that final call just like this.
The San Antonio Spurs for the first time.
Well, I say it was going to be that one. We'll find that here in just a second. I believe, here it is. We've got the audio. Steve Owens did a great job.
The 2-1 pitch. It is hit on the ground to the second baseman, Blake Marshall. It's over to first. It is all over. The Central Arkansas Bears have written their names in the history books. The dog pile on the pitcher's mound. The most beautiful thing in the game of baseball, as the Central Arkansas Bears have captured their first ever Southland Conference Tournament Championship in their first try. The final score here in Sugar Land, Texas, Central Arkansas 4, Southeastern Louisiana nothing.
Coach, I tell you,
that's awesome.
As a former player and a former alumni, I tell you, it's kind of get goosebumps a little bit just hearing that. And
yeah.
And you made the comment when you first came to UCA that UCA was going to be playing for championships and regionals, and you've done that in your third year.
Well, you know, it's just a combination of a lot of things, a lot of support, a lot of people behind it. And just piecing a lot of little things together is what has happened. And we got a lot of good players that are tough and hard-nosed and just kept fighting. And that's what we shoot for is to win championships. And our program is based off three things: winning championships, earning degrees, and developing relationships. And we try to keep it that simple.
Coach, first of all, congratulations. And
well,
one of the things I wanted to ask you was, and I think RJ was telling me y'all have been D1 for 2 years, is that correct? Or been eligible for 2 years?
Well, actually, I think the eligibility has been there for four or five years.
Okay.
Or baseball had the speed up rule. And I'm not sure when it was first eligible. I'd have to take a look or ask.
But just four or five years recently, though, right?
Right. Oh, yes.
And what you see in some teams, you know, you saw FIU in basketball this year make the tournament, make it to the Sweet 16. But a lot of times you see a young team or a team that's only been eligible for a little while kind of have a letdown. You know, they feel satisfied. How do you keep your team up and not feel satisfied with making this tournament, but to accomplish the next goal, the next challenge?
Well, I mean, the one thing we have right now is we have some momentum on our side. And, you know, we're a good ball club. And just to get to the next thing, and I've said this, and I said this 3 years ago, if you can win the 18 tournament, then you can win a four-team tournament. You win the four-team tournament, you win the two-team tournament, and then you would do that, then you're back in Omaha in the 18 tournament. So it's just coming down to that as far as just stick with what we've done. We're not going to try to reinvent anything. And baseball is baseball. If you throw strikes and get ahead and you play good defense and you do the little things right, laying down bunts and sacrifice and doing those things right, you're going to give yourself a chance. And then what you hope for is you hope for a couple double plays, that you get to turn a couple in the game and you hope for the ball to bounce your way, and then no telling what can happen. And we have the type of team that can do that for sure. And they believe it. We've been on the big stage and has done that before and just playing good sound baseball.
Coach, I don't know if you've had a chance. I know you've played Mississippi State three times this year and took two of three from Mississippi State, but it's a little bit different ball game now that you're in a regional, you're going for a spot at Omaha. What do you know now that you didn't know before about Mississippi State?
Well, I don't know if we know anything different. We knew when we went in there last time they were an outstanding baseball team. They were 18-0 when we went in then. You know, and they're outstanding. They're getting the hoes, so they played a tremendous season. and through the SEC, which is real tough. So, you know, they're same type of players, same thing as goes out. The only difference is they may know a little bit more about us this time going through. We knew a lot about them. I don't know how much they knew about us going in there this year, but I know they know a lot more about us this time. So a little different environment, probably a little different situation for sure, but it'll still come down to just playing good baseball.
Yeah, Coach, do y'all watch a lot of film? Does baseball, is it more stats and number, or do y'all actually watch film on the other team?
Well, we will if we get a little bit of that, but very rarely do we do that. And I'm one of these guys, I focus on our guys more than anything.
Right.
As far as that goes.
That's what I was thinking, and what I wanted to ask you was your team and focusing on your team. How have y'all grown as a team, and what have y'all seen major improvements? You know, because when you start the season, you always feel good, but then you always think, okay, we got to get better here, we got to get better here. What have y'all done to get better, and maybe a couple players that have improved over the season that are really helping y'all out?
Well, coming in, you know, we started out of the gate really well, and all phases of the game was hitting, and then we hit a rough spot there for about a month where we were just grinding through some games and winning some games, but the improvement is we have a couple guys, Garrett Brown, our third baseman, who'd been injured most of the year, just hurt, hamstring problems, starting to get healthy, and he came up big in the conference tournament. His legs are starting to feel good. You can just tell the way he's moving, and he stepped up real big. And then Jonathan Davis in our two hole, and then on the offensive side of it, that's where we were needing some improvement as far as, you know, we're getting on base and we're doing those things like that, but actually driving the ball. And so those guys stepped up pretty big late. And then also, of course, freshman pitcher Connor Gilmore just kept getting better and better as the year went on. And that gave us that fourth starter, that extra starter that we really needed as far as especially in the tournament. So, and then we've had the guys like Forrest Alday and Caleb McClanahan and Michael Marietta that's been consistent from the start of the year to the very end. And then we've just had some guys catch fire late. It's been a difference.
Coach Alan Gum, the UCA baseball coach, joining us on Overtime. And, Coach, you know, you say you want to talk about Connor Gilmore, and he was your fourth starter. When you came down to that championship game, was it a no-doubt decision to put Gilmore in the game, or did you kind of toggle between a couple different guys?
No, he was, you know, my belief when you get in that tournament, you always go to your best, next available, your best arm, and he was it. So there was no tough decision on that. He had it, and he's got great stuff. And like I said, I knew we were in good shape. If the situation didn't overwhelm him, I knew we were going to do very, very well. And he stepped up there and very mature and didn't even faze him. He just went right at him and pitched to the defense like we preach, and good things happened for him.
Coach, we had Brian Foley from College Baseball Daily on, and I asked him about how you use the rotation, and he said most of the time that you'll throw your number two starter so you have your number one for the next game. Is that what you plan to do?
No, we're going with our horse. Caleb McClanahan's our number one, and I believe in that.
That's what I was thinking, because I was telling RJ, if you throw your number one guy, he's going to be rested and able to come back sooner. And so that's kind of how I was thinking.
No, that's how I've always gone about it. I've done that every time. We're going to throw our number one, and we have so much confidence in Jeffrey Enloe, our number two starter, also. So it's not one of those things where there's not any decision on that. But Caleb McClanahan, he's been our number one guy. He's been our ace. He's been our toughest guy out there. He's thrown 116 innings. He's only walked 10 people this year.
Wow.
And he's really showed our other pitchers on the staff that pitch to the defense, go right at him, and good things will happen. So, and you are right. If he had to come back, we had to come back and use him, then we'd be able to if it dictated that.
Coach Alan Gum, the UCA baseball coach, joining us on Overtime as they prepare for Mississippi State in the Starkville Regional. Coach, I was watching throughout the Southland Conference tournament, and you guys seemed like there was a different gear you guys hit after that. I guess when you got to that Oral Roberts game, you really started hitting the ball. The pitching was already there, but it just seemed like you hit a different gear in that Oral Roberts game to propel you throughout the tournament. And I really, when you look at this, Jonathan Davis and Forrest Alday, they're the centerfold for that. Coach, are you still there? I think we've lost Coach Alan Gum. We'll try to reconnect with him here in just a minute. think we've got Coach Alan Gum, the UCA baseball coach, rejoining us on Overtime. You there, Coach?
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
Cell phones, they have a tendency to do that sometimes.
They do.
No, what I was saying, Coach, was you guys really hit a different gear right around that Oral Roberts game in the Southland Conference Tournament. And I got to think that Jonathan Davis and Forrest Alday were really the centerfold for that.
They were. I mean, they got, you know, Forrest is, I think he's one of the top leadoff hitters, one of the top players in the country. He's been that way for us all year. He gets things going. He gets everybody going. And then, you know, Davis is, you know, that grand slam he hit, just, I mean, it just, and he really was swinging it earlier, and that just really opened it up for us right there. So those two at the top of the lineup do a lot of, you know, people really have to pay attention to them. And I know that's a game plan for a lot of teams, is to stop those two, and they'll have a chance to beat us. But those two can be pretty tough to stop at times.
Coach, we've got some live fan feedback coming in asking about the UCA baseball program, but one guy is asking about that Ethan Harris catch in the championship game. It was number 2 on the SportsCenter top 10. Talk about that catch. That was pretty impressive.
No, that was awesome. I mean, that was incredible. And, you know, that's something you hope for early in the game. It's almost relaxed. It relaxes. Everybody takes a deep breath. Great catch. It gave us momentum. And it gave us momentum in that game, and then we just never lost it after that. So, tremendous. What was awesome is I thought Davis and Harris, I thought they were going to collide.
Yeah.
And they were going at it. And we got two guys that are going at it, and they're about to collide. You know your team's locked in, and everybody's giving everything they have to win that ball game. So that was exciting, and it was good to see it on ESPN. It was a great catch.
Coach, you were successful down in Southern Arkansas. You led the Mule Riders to multiple 40-win seasons, took them to the postseason a couple times. Now that you're doing it at the Division I level, I mean, when you were standing there on the field the other night, watching everybody dogpile on the field, hoisting the first Southland Conference trophy in UCA history, what was going through your head?
I was excited for the players. And, you know, there's always a couple – I tell our players there's two questions you always got to ask. Why do you play, and how do you want to be remembered? And that's the same way with the coach. And, you know, why do we coach, and how do we want to be remembered? And I coach this game because I love to see players reach their goals individually or collectively. And that was what was going through my mind, is seeing those guys reach their goals. I thought about the hard work they put in. It started in August, started at 5 o'clock in the morning in the weight room on the first day of practice, and just all that work they put in. It's just good to see them come away with a championship as they reach a collective goal. And That's what I enjoy seeing. It's nothing better than watching a team dogpile in the middle of the field.
Well, Coach, as an alumni of UCA, I tell you, I couldn't be prouder for what you've done for the program and what you've brought to UCA. I know there's been a lot of Bear fans that have called in and showed support, and we really appreciate you joining us on Overtime, and good luck in Starkville against Mississippi State.
Well, thank you, RJ. Thank you, Matt.